From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The nation's factories responded to weak consumer demand last month. Industrial production slipped 0.2% in September, the first drop in 16 months. Daniel Carson looks at another sign of the sputtering recovery.
With the unemployment rate not budging, people are sitting on their wallets. So, not surprisingly, production of consumer goods fell 0.4%. Manufacturing has been the silver lining of what's been a glacial-paced recovery. By restocking inventories, factories help push the economy out of the recession ditch until now. Ken Malin heads the research firm Clearview Economics.
That's caused output by manufacturing to soar as the shelves are restocked. But that has mostly run its course, and so that big thrust from inventory rebuilding is mostly behind us.
Factories are running at three-quarters capacity, and economists say that won't pick up until consumer demand gets stronger. And that won't happen unless the labor market improves. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
President Obama is getting science and engineering lessons from some young brainiacs visiting the White House. He's touring exhibits in the state dining room by students who've won math and science competitions. The displays include a moon rover-like cart and one entitled "The Shocking Truth About Helmets." In Iraq, a convoy carrying a member of the Baghdad Provisional Council was struck by a roadside bomb this morning, and the official was killed. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports this is the latest in a series of targeted killings.
The killing follows attempts on the lives of a number of Iraqi politicians, including two followers of the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr just a few days ago. Politicians, journalists, and especially Iraqi policemen and soldiers have been targeted in a wave of killings as Iraq's political stalemate has dragged on for more than 7 months. This latest killing came as Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki visited Iran in an effort to shore up his bid to remain in power. His chief rival, Ayad Alawi, gave interviews scoffing at politicians who would go begging to Tehran. Alawi's Sunni-backed bloc won a narrow victory in March balloting, but has been unable to form a government. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
There's a new party involved in the talks designed to end the more than 9-year-long war in Afghanistan. Iran is joining the high-level negotiations underway in Rome. U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke says Washington has no problem with Tehran representatives joining Afghan, UN, and NATO officials. Iran shares a long border with Afghanistan. The protests of French government plans to raise the retirement age are now causing problems with air travel into the country. Striking workers are forcing airlines to cut back on flights into France by 30% to 50%. Travelers are being advised to check with their airlines today. Taking a look at stocks, the Dow is up 42 points, NASDAQ down 1, and the S&P up 2. This is NPR. Two postal employees have been killed in a shooting at a West Tennessee post office. The shooting occurred in Henning, about 45 miles northwest of Memphis. Authorities say the victims are two women, but they have no information on suspects or a motive. Authorities are investigating the weekend crash of a commercial tour bus in Arizona. Jillian Ferris Cole of Arizona Public Radio says two people were killed.
The bus was carrying 11 passengers from Las Vegas to the west rim of the Grand Canyon when it drifted off the highway and rolled over several times. A spokeswoman for the Mojave County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened yesterday morning near Meadview, Arizona, an isolated desert community near the southeastern side of Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Two passengers were killed and several others suffered serious injuries, including the driver of the tour bus. The victims were flown by helicopter to hospitals in Las Vegas and Kingman. The names of the victims have not yet been released. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris Cole in Flagstaff.
Closing arguments are being held today in the trial of a New Jersey man accused of raping five of his daughters and impregnating three of them. The man testified he loved his children and never harmed them, but his former wife and a daughter testified he told them he wanted to create pure bloodlines and used beatings to keep them in line. U.S. heavyweight boxer Shannon Briggs is thanking fans for their support as he remains hospitalized in Germany after taking a severe beating in his losing bout with Ukrainian fighter Vitaly Klitschko. Briggs said his arm was injured, but he suffered no significant head trauma. He absorbed more than 170 direct hits. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington. Support.